Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, everybody. I am Joe, and right now we are doing a live open mic show, and right now I have a few minutes before I do the show with the Flesh Junkies, so stay tuned, and we're going to play a track.
Hi, Joe.
So we have our first caller, which is definitely going to be the caller from the Flesh Junkies, so let's bring them on. And when I bring them on, Janet, what? Janet, what? Damn it, Janet. Let's bring on the Flesh Junkies. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, it's just one of me. The others are a little unavailable right now, but I figured I might as well make an appearance. This is Miss Rena from the Flesh Junkies talking to you.
She's the vocalist. I talked to you that day after the show when the Rocky Petra horror film was playing. And
probably.
Yes. I'm the guy that dressed up as the normal clothes with the Victorian style dress
yes,
shirt.
Yes.
Yes, that's me.
Well, it's nice to get to talk to you.
Yes, I did, and you did, and I am. Since then, the show keeps on coming on TV.
We have a CTV special.
Yeah, and I have friends that work there. Well, one of my friends, Frank, actually used to work there and host a spiritual show with another friend of mine. So what's going on in your life right now with as far as the band goes and everything?
Well, we are starting up again. We've sort of been on hiatus since the end of November. One of our band members likes to fly south for the winter, and our backup bassist works for sanitation, so unfortunately the possibility of snow prevents us from doing anything. So we just stay buried until the spring. It's getting warmer, so our first show back is actually on Good Friday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're playing the Alphabet Lounge in Manhattan, and the show is actually going to be a little different than our usual cabaret. We're actually going to, now some people might get offended by this, but we're actually going to tell the story of Jesus through our music and our point of view. Because, of course, as everybody knows, Jesus is one of the most famous zombies that ever existed.
He's a zombie.
Absolutely. So it is a little bit religious, but, you know, it'll be a good time. And we have two great bands opening for us, PM Edition and Encipher. Really worth seeing. Show starts at 7 on March 25th.
Wow. That's pretty epic. You know, and I don't really get to go into the city that often, but when I do, it's usually for a Vampire Freaks event. I actually am friends with Jet, who hosts VampireFreaks.com, and cool site. So,
I actually signed up for a profile, but I had a lot of people who were less interested in me and more interested in my profile picture, so I kind of stopped with that.
Yeah, it happens. But, you know, and Jet just reamped and did his own take with Sky of the Demons. He put his own take of the show and basically act out the show with 3 episodes, so it was pretty cool.
Neat. Well, if you feel like mentioning us, we'd love to do some events for Vampire Freaks. I feel like we'd fit in a little bit.
You definitely do, because I remember first seeing you was at Back to the Beach, and I told my parents about it, convinced my parents to go with me to the second show, which was the St. George's Theater. And my first introduction to you guys, to my parents, was the rehearsal in CTV when you guys were doing the Natives of Restless. And
yeah.
Now at, like, since they've seen you guys live, they're like, wow, they're actually really good. And, you know, it's a positive feedback from my parents, and they grew up while, when you guys did Time Warp and a couple of other songs, my dad remembers that, so he was able to connect to those songs.
Yeah, well, a lot of the music that we play actually stems from late 1970s, early 1980s punk and rock, especially the obscure stuff that people who went to CBGBs and Max might know, but things that weren't even necessarily released on albums.
Susie and the Banshees.
Well, we actually don't do any songs from Susie and the Banshees.
No, I'm just saying. I was making a comment about Susie and the Banshees briefly, because I'm not a big fan of Susie and the Banshees, but when you mentioned punk rock, and I'm like, well, goth is not after punk rock, so, you know,
it does tie together, and obviously if you've seen my wardrobe, I sort of tend toward the goth side of punk, actually more goth than punk even, but the music we do is punk, and, you know, that's our thing.
Yes. So, despise of your new show that is coming up, do you guys have a general basis spirituality, or do you lean to more of a Gnostic approach?
Could you give me a little more information on what you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, spirituality, like a Gnostic analogies.
Oh, agnostic. Okay. Yeah, it just didn't come through clear on the phone.
Yeah.
No, I personally am a fairly spiritual person, even in my my alter ego when I'm not Miss Rena. But I couldn't actually speak towards the rest of the band. Religion and spirituality doesn't come up too much. We basically just get together and make music.
Well, I mean,
so,
I figured I would ask while I have you guys on it. No wonder I connected to you spiritually and musically. That is awesome, because I'm very open-minded. And yes, I recently just got a new hairstyle where I got a mohawk thing going, but purple hair now.
Do you put it up tall or leave it hanging down?
I haven't styled it yet, but if you go to my Facebook page, you can look at the, like, the down style before I style it out up. But it was pretty cool. You know, it's a mohawk with purple, so, and blonde. So, yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so, which, Skyer, Mom and Dad, we all know that. not intentionally, but my parents got freaked out a lot with just me and being interested in punk and goth and metal and all that stuff. So, kind of really trippy for them when they do approve. So, which is not often, but when they do approve.
Yeah, it does take a special sort of person to understand. See, I'm quite fortunate because that bass player that I mentioned earlier who likes to fly south for the winter, he's actually my father. So we are a close-knit family of, well, some might say a close-knit family of freaks. So it works out quite well for me and always has. So I'm quite fortunate in that, and I'm well aware of that.
That is really awesome. And you know what's interesting? Castellanos House Music, my two brothers learned under that particular music store / lessons, and one picked up the bass and the other one picked up the electric, and my dad basically plays folk and I write songs, so yes.
Family that plays together stays together.
Yeah. You know, it happens when you have a big family. And the only morbid one is me. So. But, yeah. So, other than just the Rocky Picture movie, what other movies has inspired you so far?
Well, you have to look at all the, the zombie genre, especially the Romero movies. Strangely, as a sort of vampire zombie hybrid or whatever you would call me, I'm actually not a huge zombie movie person, but Bub is. And in fact, his name came from one of the great Romero movies. Bub was a famous zombie, you might say. So look him up if you haven't seen the movie.
I will definitely look them up.
Those.
So, Bela Lugosi.
What?
Bela Lugosi, Dracula.
Well, yeah. Great,
cool,
great vampire, great portrayal of Dracula, always. And I don't know if anybody has ever compared, because that's really when you think of a vampire. Like, he defined the modern vampire, I would say.
For Hollywood, as opposed to spiritually, it's actually really interesting. Because I've actually studied Michelle Boundry. Wrote a book called Psychic Vampire Codex, and I read it. And, you know, to this day, I've had a lot of interesting concepts in my mind, and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, I guess before I forget, I should also mention the other shows that we have coming up. So we have the show in March on Good Friday at the Alphabet Lounge in Manhattan. But in May, we're playing three shows early in the month. We are playing May 7th at Mother Pug's Bar in Staten Island. And we are playing May 11th. We are playing at Otto Shrunken Head doing a show called The Covers of David Bowie, where it's going to be both Bowie songs and covers that Bowie did. And then on Friday the 13th of May, we're playing Adobe Blues Restaurant from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's an all-ages show, dining rooms open, you could get food, drink. It's a great place. So highly recommend you coming out.
Well, it's Friday the 13th. I had the theme song to the Twilight Zone playing in my head right now because, you know, it's just like, you know. Let's see. Well, we only have 14 minutes left of the show. So if there's any other things that you would like to talk about, I would love to hear any thought patterns, anything that's on your mind right now. I would love to actually hear, and I'm sure the people will love to hear it. And I'm really amped up because other than my parents knowing you guys' name now, I can say I got to talk to them on a radio show. So that's really exciting me up, other than having the two monsters this morning. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help out.
Yeah, because this is my second show, and it's interesting because it's a spiritual show, but at the same time, I give everybody a chance to talk on my show. So it's really awesome. So, like, my first episode was an intro to the paranormal, which I, Abbott researcher, got to meet the Scarecrow from Scared on Staten Island.
I've worked with Scared. Who did you speak to?
Brian.
Oh, yeah. I know Brian. I know Chris. I know other former members as well. They also worked on a documentary called Haunted Snug Harbor, and I appeared as a ghost in that film. So,
awesome.
Looked a little different than
the
usual misdemeanor.
I did investigate Snug Harbor with another group. Creepy place. I got locked in a room for like 30 minutes.
In the harbor?
Yeah. I got locked in a room in Snug Harbor for a lockdown, and stuff happened. Stuff happened.
Yeah, no, it's a cool place.
Generally, Snug Harbor. What's up? What's up?
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
No, I said I investigated Snook Harbor with a different group, and we began the investigation. I ended up getting locked into one of the rooms. Nobody was around but me, and other team members were in other sections. So, yes, Snook Harbor, haunted, you know, but very much creepy at the same time. So, I've done about like 5 to 10 investigations in my day. Most of them were on Staten Island, except for one where I got to investigate in Connecticut in a haunted lighthouse in the middle of their harbor. And that was pretty cool as well.
Yeah. Well, if you've never checked out the Seaview area, that's always a great place.
Actually, I had to perform an exorcism for one of my friends because he didn't put his spiritual protection over, and he ended up getting attacked. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the most active place I know of on the island.
Yes, Seaview, of course. You know, people still tried to get in, but now they put cameras in and they boarded it up and all that stuff, so nobody can get in there now.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Cool place, though.
Right. Absolutely. And there's a great theater there as well. There's a small little chapel called the Seaview Playwright Theater, and they do great shows all year round, different types of things, not necessarily anything that goes with the Flesh Junkies, but I've worked there, and actually Bub and I met at Seaview. And so it's a place that holds a lot of history for the Flesh Junkies as well as just
that
being a great
awesome.
Place of theater. There's even shows going on there this weekend. So
wow.
there, every 4 to 6 weeks, there's a new production being mounted. It's a cool place if you want to see some good local theater.
Yes. You mentioned David Bowie, and I wanted to get a quick comment. When David Bowie passed, how was you feeling? How were you feeling on that day? Because it seemed that it hit me pretty hard.
Yeah, it definitely hit us hard, especially Bub. He actually shares a birthday with Bowie, and Bowie was probably one of his biggest inspirations. And so he stayed up all night listening to Bowie, I think, for the next, like, 3 days or so. Just
I've done that.
Constantly,
when
not really sleeping. It was really tough because even though it's someone who you never met, you don't even know necessarily their personal history beyond what is public knowledge, but it was so shocking, and it kind of seemed like a family member had died. It struck me harder than George Harrison with the Beatles, and I was always a Beatles fan, and there was just something about it, and it was so shocking. Of all things, it was so shocking. And if you saw Lazarus, just the man was a genius and brilliant, and even made his death into a piece of art. And I don't think there was anyone who was ever like him and ever will be.
Very much like Robin in his own time, Robin Williams obviously putting out that last film and that last stand-up. That was an inspiration to me because what I find is, like, not only is David Bowie an inspiration, but people of comedy also held a big inspiration for me as well.
All right. I'm not sure how much time you have left to your show, but I need to get going.
I'm
going to
close it out now.
Oh, fantastic. Good timing.
Yep. Well, thank you for talking to me, and this was a great show. I'm going to mute you, and then I'm going to close out the show. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to my open mic with the Flesh Junkies. I hope you enjoyed it, and this is Joe signing off.